This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, back on the Coons Market Black and Sunday show. And I had to take time today to look back at the life of Big George Foreman. And I can't think of anybody better than the Fight Professor, longtime promoter and boxing enthusiast. You've heard him many times with me here on the radio, Bernie Vukelich. We lost a big personality, but we lost a great talent, but more importantly, a good human being. Did we not, Bernie?
There isn't anybody that would say anything bad about the guy, except maybe some of the people he knocked out.
Tell me about this guy's journey. I know he was born in Marshall, Texas, grew up outside of Houston in the Fifth Ward, which was a rough and tough neighborhood. He was kind of a rough and tough kid, and then he found his way to a gym, and he got rid of some of that aggression, went on to win the Olympic gold in 68, and then became a pro and simply knocked everybody out in front of him, including Joe Frazier. He was such a force, was he not, early on?
Well, there are many in the boxing game always said that he was the hardest hitting heavyweight that they had ever seen. I don't know whether he was the hardest hitting heavyweight ever, but he sure would rank up in the top one or two.
You know, Bernie, I was thinking, you and I have been friends for a long time, and we've kind of gone through this journey of loving boxing together. He really was the last connection to that golden era when that top 10 could at any time, one of them been a heavyweight champion of the world. Names like Ron Lau, Floyd Patterson still hanging around, Jerry Quarry, Joe Bugner, Ringo Bonavina. When heavyweights were real heavyweights, like 220 and below, not some of these Goliaths like we see with Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua and what have you. It was a special time. But when you think of Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, you think of George Foreman, and losing him, that was kind of the last of the big three, in my opinion.
They're all gone, and now you're relegated to talking about memories that you have of these people. They're no longer around. I guess maybe we shouldn't minimize the effect of the current heavyweight crop because they are different. They're bigger, stronger, heavier for sure. And good punchers, and some of them are pretty good boxers. That Tyson Fury is a good boxer, and he's not easy to fight. And neither is Usyk. So, yeah, you've got some good heavyweights today, but you're right. That was the golden era of the heavyweights, and for sure, those three that you mentioned made sure that boxing was going to be popular and seen on TV, although it was sometimes a pay-per-view or a closed-circuit shot. But, you know, they were sure fun to watch.
Bernie Vukelich joining us, the Fight Professor, a longtime promoter and boxing enthusiast. He's been a friend of mine forever. Listen, I just want to talk about him and thinking back to that fight in that phrase, down goes Frazier, that will be a part of my soundtrack forever. No one thought he would do what he did to Joe Frazier. But I found out years later when he was asked on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, he really feared Joe Frazier, and he was almost as shocked as the rest of the world that he was able to handle him so easily. Look, I love Joe Frazier, but when you look at Joe compared to his stature, meaning George Foreman, why do you think he was so afraid of Joe Frazier? Of all the people he fought, he said he was the one he was the most feared of, meaning Joe Frazier. Why?
Well, I think if you've ever seen Joe Frazier fight, and I know you have, he was a come straight ahead, hard left hook puncher, willing to take a shot or two to land his one or two, never give up, never move back type of guy. And he wasn't intimidated by anybody, period. And he, you know, he came to fight. I actually met Joe Frazier when I had him bring a team in from Philadelphia to fight our team locally here, and got to know him a little bit. He was as calm and quiet an individual as you can imagine until he put the gloves on, and that changed everything. But he was intimidating. I don't know if Foreman was being kind when he said that, but the way he handled Frazier didn't indicate to me any fear at all. He just, I mean, he, one of the punches that he hit Frazier with appeared to actually lift him off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, he took care of business with Joe. I was shocked at that outcome.
All right, now we move forward. Kinshasa Zaire, Don King Productions, $5 million each. He said that he gave Ali the opportunity, felt bad for him because he needed money. He got cut in a sparring session. They had to prolong it, so he had to stay in Africa a lot longer, and Ali was being embraced by the nation, and he was an outcast. And the whole rope-a-dope thing. But he lost that fight, which was a shocker, but even more so later to Jimmy Young, and then spiraled out of control until he found God and obviously had that spiritual awakening and was a minister for 10 years. And then one day he said, we need money, and he went back into the ring. Just talk about from the end in Kinshasa Zaire and Jimmy Young to how he completely found redemption. Then we'll get to that big fight against a Manassas, Pennsylvania native, the great Michael Moore. But what he must have went through from that night in Africa to Jimmy Young, and then all of those years trying to make a difference, which he did, and then realizing, look, I got to lace up the leather again to pay for this church that I believe in and my faith. What an incredible story. That alone, that period alone, is a movie within itself, Bernie.
I think he needed the money. He had a youth center,
right,
that he had developed, and he was funding it on his own. And I think he realized early on that it was going to take more than the money that he had to keep the thing going. And that was one of the reasons that he got back into boxing. And he used those early fights, saw most of them on television, to try to lose weight and get himself into some kind of fighting condition. And it sure did get a lot of attention. I don't think anybody missed him when he was in the ring. And there was that one night, I think, when he fought two or three different opponents in one night. So he sure was a good promoter of himself as he was getting himself into fight shape.
So Michael Moore in the Boxing Hall of Fame, a tremendous fighter that I think doesn't get enough respect when you think of the great fighters from Western Pennsylvania, Billy Kahn, Fritzy Zivic, Paul Spadafore, Teddy Yarrows. I mean, he's right there. But on that night, after really looking strong early, Foreman hit him with one of the best combinations ever, left-right, and it was lights out. That is still something I look back on and think, how in the world did he do that at 45 years of age?
Well, I read about that a couple times, as a matter of fact, and he would tell Lampley, Jim Lampley, that he waited for Michael to put himself in front of him so that he would be available to be hit, and he maneuvered him into that position, and as soon as he got Moore, when he came out for that round, who got right in front of George, which is probably the worst place you could be when fighting Foreman. And Foreman, you're right, hit him with the left right, and that was the end of that. And basically the end of Moore's career. He never really amounted to too much as a fighter after that. He was a good fighter, maybe even a great fighter from Western PA.
All right, now we go to that next chapter. Shortly after regaining the title, he becomes a pitchman. Hulk Hogan was offered the opportunity. He said he wanted nothing to do with it, and entered George Foreman. He wanted the payday, and it turned into be a colossal payday. They sold over 100 million of those George Foreman grills. He was up and running, pitching everything, eventually sold the company. So he and all those wonderful children and five boys named George lived comfortably the rest of his time on this earth. He really did reinvent himself. And the great thing about it, and I talked about this a little bit, you and I have been around the game a lot. The sad part of it is most boxers, sadly, don't end up with a lot of the wealth that they fought and put their blood, sweat, and tears into while they were in the ring. But George Foreman found a way out, and he made a way out by doing what he did in the world of being an entrepreneur. But he also turned into the modern-day version of Muhammad Ali. Articulate, did a great job with Larry Merchant and Lampley on HBO, spoke with just such authority and had such a quick wit about him. And whenever he was on the dais of any talk show, it was must-see TV. So the George Foreman that we saw in Kinshasa, Zaire, that was mad at everyone and anything, truly did reinvent himself, and we all believe it's because of his relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's what he would say. And of course, he was a minister of a non-denominational church there in Houston for years and years and years. And you're right, he did redeem himself. I think the George Foreman that fought Ali wasn't in the kind of condition he needed to be in to be able to withstand the effort that he made trying to knock Ali out with the body shots. He threw so many. Takes a lot of energy out of you when you're doing that. And he didn't have much energy left to withstand Ali's onslaught. And I think when Ali saw that he was in a diminished state in that fight, he put the pedal to the metal, and that was the end of George at that time.
You know what I forgot about the fight leading up to the Manessa native Michael Moore taking the championship, regaining the crown for the second time? About a year earlier, he lost to Tommy Morrison. So just to have had that shot was almost like a once-in-a-lifetime shot, and he knew that he would probably not get another shot. And when you look at everything in the sport of boxing, to be able to do that in the heavyweight division at the age of 45, just a few months shy of 46, taking on a guy who is 19 years younger than you, that's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive when you think about what he was able to do. Someone had to be on his side.
Yeah, to say the least. But, you know, I've heard it said many times about heavyweight fighters is the last thing that they lose is their punch. Everything else may go, the conditioning, the footwork, the head movement, but the last thing that they lose is their punch. And that was pretty evident in that Moore fight.
In closing, when you think of George Foreman and you look back on his life, as many will be in the weeks and months to come, polarizing figure. I mean, no sooner did I find out about his passing, I did something from the home studio, and it just went viral on all of my social media platforms. Talking about him on the radio became a lead story with network news across the board. Every influencer on social media, whether they were a boxing fan or not, that was the lead story. How will Bernie Vukelic, who has loved the fight game since growing up in Midland many, many years ago, how will you remember George Foreman?
Pretty much the way we just discussed, you know, a guy who made a heck of a comeback, an unlikely comeback at an age that most people wouldn't even dare to think about making a comeback. And he did it with style, grace, some humility. He turned out to be someone you could actually like.
That's true. And I also think having Archie Moore and Mr. Sadler and all these guys around him, he also was a part of that golden era in which you had a lot of the great former fighters and people that were involved in the game as far as in his corner around him. So that had to help him. But obviously you think of the money that he didn't get that was promised to him, which is such a telltale story of boxing. I think his inner circle was a pretty good one. And I think a lot of that has to do why that family thing that he had in his corner, I think also kept him healthy enough to get through the bad times. All I know is it's a good story, gone way too soon. Same age as Muhammad Ali when he died in 2016. Other than Larry Holmes, I mean, Kenny Norton, they're all gone. Jerry Quarry, they're all gone. Ron Lau's still around, I believe, but they're all gone. That was a special time, wasn't it, Bernie?
Well, it sure was for me. I mean, I always liked, as most boxing fans or peripheral boxing fans, like the heavyweights because they think that's where they see the most action and the most likelihood of a knockout. That's what people come to see. But there are fighters around today, heavyweight fighters around today that can punch, that can box, and they're big for their, you know, this division. You're right. In the old days, I mean, Rocky Marciano was 5'10". Mm-hmm. Joe Frazier might have been 5'11". I stood shoulder to shoulder with him. He wasn't that much taller than what I was. And, you know, but that era is gone. Now you got the 6'5", 6'6", 6'8", guys. My goodness, last night you had a junior middleweight fight at 154 pounds. He's 6'5 and a half.
Wow.
You know, it's just unusual what's gone on.
Different time.
And I think that that's what we have to look forward to seeing today in the heavyweight ranks is these big, tall, thunderous punching, good boxing type of guy.
Bernie Vukelich, fight promoter and a boxing enthusiast, remembering Big George Foreman. Bernie, thanks. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
Take care, Rob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.